on the Coyote Sports Network. From Learfield, this is the YokeCast, the official podcast of the University of South Dakota Athletics, taking you inside the stories of Coyote athletes, coaches, administrators, and more. Now, here's your host, John Thayer.
Hey, what's up? How you doing? We've reached the week of spring football for the University of South Dakota. The Coyotes wrapping up their spring session with some practices this week. And then they will get a little time off before they kind of get back together in this summer for summer workouts and conditioning and some of that stuff. And then it'll be fall camp before you know it for football. But we are closing in on championship season for the spring sports. In fact, one of the events, tennis, is underway this weekend. So we will take a look at all of that stuff coming up here in the podcast as well. But, obviously, we've got a little conversation about football today because we get you ready for the spring game, which is coming up on Saturday. Before we get to some of that, it's your chance to be a part of building championships at the University of South Dakota. Friday night, the Calling All Coyotes event. You may or may not be able to be in attendance, but everybody, whether you're there or not, can be a part of the Calling All Coyotes event through the silent auction. And if you've not seen that, check out social media posts from the Howling Pack. Other people have shared it, but there's a link and you can go into there and you can look at all of the silent auction items. And you can bid on those right from the comfort of your home, on your phone, whatever you want to do. Obviously, live auction items, it's best to be in attendance for those, unless you have somebody who's bidding for you. But obviously, if you can, you can find a way to get involved in that. Maybe there's different packages. I don't know if you've looked at it, but there's golf opportunities at some different golf courses. There is there are clothing packages, things like that. So a lot of different things going on in the silent auction. And you can get involved with that right from the comfort of your own home. So check that out if you haven't. Maybe there's something that you would like. Maybe there's something that you maybe want to bid on. And all of that money raised for all of those things, you get something out of it on that deal. Plus all of that money raised goes to support USD student-athlete scholarships, which is all building and enhancing the student-athlete experience at the University of South Dakota. So I encourage you to check it out if you haven't already. Maybe it's not for you. Maybe there is something, and you can get involved with the golf cart raffle. You could just flat out donate some money towards student athlete scholarships as well. It's all how you want to handle it. And so check that out. And again, social media posts from the Howling Pack, they've got a lot of that stuff. So if it's of interest to you, then check it out. Be a part of helping build championships at the University of South Dakota. The Tennis Summit League Championship event is this weekend in Waukee, Iowa. Coyotes are the 2 seed in the field. They will take on North Dakota in the first matchup, and then the winner advances to the championship on Saturday. Obviously, the likelihood is to play Denver, and you hope you can beat them. Denver's always a power in women's tennis, so we'll see how things go for South Dakota, but they've got to get by North Dakota first and then try to win a Summit League title. We're closing in on the Women's Golf Championships next week in Kansas, early next week, and then the men's golf will be the week after that, so championship season is certainly upon us. Track and field has a couple of weekends left before they get ready for championships. And softball, they only have 2 weekends left. This weekend on the road, next weekend at home. 2 weekends left in the regular season before the Summit League Softball Championship. So we are flying through this year. It's already nearing the end of April. And by a month from now, all the Summit League Championships will be wrapped up. And we'll hopefully have some teams involved in postseason, or teams or individuals in NCAA opportunities as well. So lots of things coming up, but it's flying by right now here for all of us. So get involved however you wish. Pay attention. All those results will be available at goyotes.com as well. So check all of it out. All right, let's get to our guest for this week's podcast. That is Bob Nielsen, the head football coach at the University of South Dakota. Had a chance to catch up with him and talk to him about the spring football goals and the spring football practices for South Dakota.
Bob, you're firing through the spring ball right now, and you've done this a few different times. You get to spring practice, and it's always an interesting time. If you look at it right now, how would you assess kind of how spring football has gone for South Dakota?
Good progress. We've got a lot accomplished. You know, part of what you do in the spring is solidify your schemes and any potential, you know, adjustments that you want to look at for the fall, and we've been able to do that. We've had good work. I've been real pleased with our guys' focus and how much we've gotten accomplished, and it's been good to see some of those younger players, you know, that now are fully performing see the future that they bring to the program.
I know a lot of coaches will emphasize the spring ball is a lot for the younger guys. Give them an opportunity to really showcase what they can do. Do you see these guys embrace it? Is that an emphasis that your coaching staff puts onto these guys when you start spring ball? Like, hey, if you're a guy who hasn't gotten a lot of playing time, a young guy, this is your time right now to prove you can do it.
Yeah, that's you see that from a competitive standpoint. You know, those guys competing, understanding that what they do in the spring positions them well for the fall, and we've got a good freshman group there, and many of those guys are as well as a couple of the new transfers that we brought in at semester are demonstrating that they're going to be guys that we can count on.
How important is it for the transfer guys? I mean, you talk about getting to know your schemes, but also just chemistry with the guys around them.
Yeah, that's part of what spring's about too. You know, continuing to build your culture. We talked about that at the start of the spring session. You know, continuing to build that sense of team, which we had as a very strong part of our success in 2023. And this group continues to impress me in that regard. You know, a group that gets along with each other, supports each other, and as a result, feel really good about the direction that we're going.
You talk about 2023, and obviously it was a great deal of success, more success than this program has had at the Division I level. You get the chance to host a couple of playoff games after, you know, a first round bye, and then I know the way it ended. No loss. Is anybody ever satisfied with a loss? But the way that loss happened to end the year, has that been kind of a driving factor into winter workouts? Is it something that's talked about to kind of use as motivation? How do you handle that?
Well, we talked about the toughest part of the climb is always at the very top. We moved up that mountain, you know, a long ways last year, and got to a point where we can see what where the top is and how we need to get there. But we got to be better, and I think that's what that game demonstrated to us. You know, we made mistakes in that game that we hadn't made throughout the course of the season, and as a result, the score, you know, was what it was. And you know, we understand that we got to keep getting better, both offensively, defensively, better in the kicking game, and that's what spring's been about, that kind of focus and how we can reach that championship level and where we need to improve.
You know, following the season, the guys get a little break, then you get into winter workouts, and that's really the time to kind of add the beef to this football team, if you will. We always hear the three words: bigger, faster, stronger. did these guys get bigger, faster, and stronger?
Yeah, we did a good job with our winter cycle. You know, we put weight on guys that needed weight on. We took some weight off a handful of guys that needed weight off. Strength measurements improved. And now we carry that through the spring. And then summer training will be a bit different. You know, it'll be a little bit more focused on improvement athletically instead of the focus on size and strength.
Has there been a guy or two or maybe three or four, maybe the whole team, I don't know, that's really stood out here as you look at winter workouts and you look into the spring and just guys who you feel like are right now taking that leap forward?
It's across the board. I could go down positionally and tell you, you know, here's a guy, offensively, you look at some young guys like Lorenzo Fenner, a guy that we redshirted a year ago, a wide receiver, a guy that I think is going to be able to give us some depth. In the tight end room, Jack Hagee's not been able to practice very much, so Zach Woody's gotten a lot of repetitions there and continues to improve as a tight end. A guy that played some last year will need to play more this year. Up front, with four starters back, those guys, continue to get better. And really a fifth starter if you count the fact that Caden Ellingson started some games, and continue to see improvement in that group across the board, and adding some more depth to that group too. On the defensive side, up front, a lot of experience back there in that group. We've moved some guys around a little bit in that position group, to see if we can find ways to get our very best personnel on the field. The linebacker core, the young guys there like Gary Bryant and he's a guy that we're going to have to lean on a little bit. We brought in some new guys there. Transfer wise that have hit the ground running in the spring, and then in the back end with all the experience that we have, we still feel like we're adding depth there with a young guy like Roman Tillman who was a red shirt a year ago and providing some additional depth at that safety position along with Shorter and JoJo and Tim White and Clayton Dinker. So, feel really good about that. Corner, we added a transfer there, Mike Reed, who's going to give us some experience at that position, particularly as we see how Shahid Barros comes back from the injury he suffered in the playoffs.
How are you feeling about the old special teams right now?
Well, it's nice to have kicker and punters back, specialist-wise. Long snapper, we lost a really good one there for the second year in a row, and that'll be a position that we've got to continue to look at here and address, make sure we've got that figured out over the course of the summer with some additional potential transfer recruiting to add some depth at that position. But our specialists are from a kicking and punting standpoint are very talented and feel like we can be some of the best in not just the conference but in the country there.
One of the challenges with spring ball is always you've got some guys who needed some off-season health issues or some health issues addressed in the off-season and guys who aren't able to participate. How do you kind of handle that and keep them engaged in the spring without being on the field? And overall, how do you feel the health of the team is right now?
Well, we've got a number of guys that that were holding out or are out due to surgeries that they had, and some were holding out just because we don't need to see them as much. Guys like Blake Holden on the defensive side, Travis Tice, sixth-year players that have played a lot of football are really limited in repetitions here for the summer. And then we've got guys that are coming off surgeries like Javion Phelps and obviously talked about Shahid Barros already that are rehabbing here over the course of the spring. Marcus Simmons, another guy who defensive lineman that we think has great future for us that got hurt a year ago and still not quite back yet. But, that's part of what you have to do is find ways to bring those guys along and keep them engaged. And those guys that are limited in repetitions, providing great leadership for the rest of their position group on the field during practice.
One of the things that cannot be overlooked, especially with your team right now, is the continuity in the coaching staff. You were able to keep a lot of this group together. There's been a change on both sides of the ball with one of the assistants. But how important is that, keeping the coaching staff together as you continue to build this thing?
Well, schematically, having outstanding coordinators and the consistency of coordinators, I think, is one of the key things to your program. And with Travis Johansson on the defensive side and Josh Davis now in his second year on the offensive side, we've been able to keep our systems. And what that allows you to do is refine them. And also, from a standpoint of player, it allows you to gain more confidence. And that's what spring's about, too, is gaining confidence with a larger group of your team and going out and executing at a high level. Really feel good about our staff. We've got great teachers, great technicians, but most of all, outstanding role models for our players.
One of the things that I know that you want to tell recruits is that they can come here and they will get opportunities at the next level. We've seen Miles Harden obviously go to the draft combine, and you watched a whole bunch of your guys, a handful of your guys, compete at the pro day, who are hoping to get some opportunities in professional football. How fun is that every year to see those guys go try to reach those levels and chase that dream?
Yeah, it's great. Great bunch of former seniors, I guess. Guys that have finished their eligibility, guys that have really been a part of something special here. The turnaround, a couple of national playoff teams, their leadership in the roles that they played, not just as players, was a big part of that. And so I'm excited for them. I'm excited to see where they end up. I think, we've got a chance that four or five of those guys could end up in an NFL camp. And I wouldn't be surprised if you see one or two in the CFL. As a possibility as well, which is a pretty big group for us, but that just demonstrates the kind of talent that they have and the way that they were developed here in our program.
Well, I know you love to continue to develop the guys who even transfer in, but some of these guys, most of their development happened right here in South Dakota, or they spent their entire career here, and that's something I'm sure you take a lot of pride in.
Yeah, we want our program to be about recruiting freshmen and developing them, and not that we're not going to use the transfer portal to fill in a gap here and there, but to me, that's what college football is about, commitment that a young man makes to a program and to himself, and the commitment that the university makes to him and to their individual development. And when you have that kind of commitment, I'm a firm believer that great things happen collectively.
All right. Well, speaking of the portal, a new window is opening at for the final weeks of April. How do you utilize that right now after you evaluate spring football and just trying to get this team to the level you need it for the fall?
Well, we'll have a couple of spots. I mentioned the long snapper situation where we're going to target to add a little bit more experience in our program. And the end of spring practice gives you a chance to reevaluate your roster there. And we've done this since I've been here. Always saved a couple of scholarship opportunities to be able to address that. But that's kind of the way that we'll approach it. We've worked hard here over the past semester to find ways to keep our guys developing in our program, and I think our guys are excited about that moving forward and looking forward to what's going to be a great fall in 24.
If people pay attention to our conversations or any of your interviews, one word that always comes up is consistency. And I know that's something that you've been trying to build here at South Dakota. People have asked me, like, how big of a year is this for South Dakota? They've noticed when teams have gotten to the playoffs, it's often followed a really tough year. How do we sustain that success into this year and continue to build this thing? Because I know that you want to have this as a consistent program that is always in the playoffs and fighting for a championship.
Yeah, not only consistently in the playoffs, but consistently competing at the top end. And, you know, we've got a group of guys that have experienced that through the course of last year, and they're still, you know, that taste in their mouth of for being even better. And that's been the approach this year, is, hey, we're going to keep doing the things that we're doing. We're going to keep getting better. We can't rest on the fact that we finished in the top five in the country when our goal is to be the top one and the one remaining at the end of the season. And so our guys have been to, you know, have gone to work. We talk about that every day, you know, and you talk about consistency, and consistency is about going to work every day and doing things right. And we've got a group that's doing exactly that.
Last thing for you, Coach. This team, this program, we talked a lot the last couple of years about how it's kind of the new normal. A lot of this team is here in Vermilion all summer. They work out together. They continue to build. What do you want to see out of this group over the next 3-4 months as you get ready for fall camp and to feel confident that this team's ready to hit the ground running?
Well, first of all, they need a little break. You know, it's been, you know, both academically and athletically, you know, a challenging semester in the off season. You ask a lot of them, particularly through spring practice when they're squeezing to the end of the semester from a final standpoint. So they take a little break and they come back, and what you want is that refreshed focus on the things that you need to do in the summer. You know, it's a different phase of training, different goals, different ways to there are different things that you're going to focus on. And so when you come back, it's that focus on summer training, which is making sure that you're ready to hit the ground running when fall camp starts for us this year in late July.
All right, Coach. Well, I know a lot of people will be excited for that. We'll be all ready for that late August football game on a Thursday night against Northern State. Thanks for the time. Really appreciate it. Enjoy yourself a little time off, too, before we get to the grind.
Appreciate it, John.
That is Bob Nielsen, the head football coach at the University of South Dakota. The Coyotes will host their annual spring game on Saturday, and that will wrap up the spring football season for South Dakota, and hopefully they'll continue to get healthy, continue to get better as we get closer and closer to another season of Coyote football. All right, before we wrap things up, let's take a look at what is going on in Coyote athletics. The track and field team has athletes at the Mount SAC Relays in Walnut, California. That is set to run through the weekend, already underway at the Mount SAC Relays. Women's tennis plays in the Summit League Championships in Waukee, Iowa. That is set for Friday at noon. The Coyotes will then, if they win that, they will advance to the championship game, which of course is scheduled for Saturday morning, also in Waukee, Iowa. Soccer is set to play Minnesota State on Friday night in a little spring action. And of course, we've got the Calling All Coyotes, the Red Tie event, Calling All Coyotes in Sioux Falls on Saturday, or Friday night rather, at 6 o'clock. So check all of that out as well. Coming up on Saturday, men's golf will compete at the Fighting Illini Spring Invitational in Champaign, Illinois. Hopefully women's tennis will be in the championship. Track continues at the Mount SAC Relays. Softball is on the road. They head to St. Thomas to take on the Tommies on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is a doubleheader at St. Thomas, and that is set to get underway at noon on Saturday for the doubleheader. Then softball will take on St. Thomas again on Sunday when they compete at the final game of that series, 11 a.m. Men's golf continues in Champaign, Illinois. And, of course, women's golf gets underway in the Summit League Championships in Kansas as well, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday for the Women's Golf Summit League Championships in Mayetta, Kansas. So we'll see how things go for all of that. But that is what is going on in Coyote Athletics. Hopefully you can catch a game, match, or meet very, very soon. For schedule information and information how to attend on some of these, go to goyotes.com. All right, that's it for me this week. Have a great weekend. As always, stay safe and go Yotes.
Thanks for listening to YoteCast, the official podcast of the University of South Dakota Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Coyote Sports Network.